Welcome to Obel Stan's Back to the Basics radio program. I'm your host, Tim Metzger from Rapid City, South Dakota. As I promised on the Rapture show, I actually just got done recording it, sitting in my office studio, doing some recording today. It was a very hot day, but we just had some thunderstorms come through, and boy, what a difference. We don't have air conditioning, so it really cooled it down. Got it. Came home and it was about 90, and I got 76 out in the office now, so that's pretty good with the window fan. But we're going to be talking about the rapture, and so I'm just going to go ahead and give you a little bit of an example, and you can go ahead and you can visit the website at allwillstand.org. So I have a new column that I'm working on. It is called the Watching and Ready Column, and it's meant for believers. It's not meant for the unsaved. But, you know, one of the things I wrote up there on the last one, which would have been posted, I'm recording this on the 26th of July, 2024, so this would have been posted up on the website on the 22nd of July. And I'm going to just go over that. This is going to give a nice example of the tribulation. What is it? God's judgment. What exactly is it? Well, we went over the rapture. If you didn't hear that, you should listen to that. So the rapture's happened. Now what's happening? God's judgment. Well, it's called the time of Jacob's trouble. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. It's a seven-year time period. I believe it's Daniel 9:27 that you can figure that out in. But it will last 7 years. You can count the day from the day it happened. And you can figure out, you know, okay, I see here what's going to happen. However, it's a real big problem. Don't suspect that you're going to make it 7 years. In fact, you probably won't. Most likely. And if you accept a free gift of salvation, you will not. Okay, I've used to assume that maybe God would protect a couple people here and there and hide them to the end. And, you know, I used to think that years ago that the vast majority of Christians, you know, like, oh, you said the rapture. Oh, there's a great, the Bible talks about during this time period, the tribulation. I think it's Revelation 7 in chapter 11 mentioned it. There's a great amount of people who get saved and then during the tribulation. So they become Christians. They also become martyrs. And I can't say for certain that God won't possibly let one here or there. But it seems that the Bible teaches that there's going to be none. That's it. Quite clearly. And that's where, you know, we're in the Back to the Basics program. So if you're really interested in this stuff, before I get into it, you can go to allwillstand.org. On the right-hand column, you can click and you can click on the end book, and I'll take you to Barnes & Noble, download for free. If you want a print copy, look it up on Amazon. Just type in the end in my last name. That's on the cover of the book, and you can go ahead and you can find it in print. I think Barnes & Noble, you might be able to get on there in print too, but they source it elsewhere. So, if you've been left behind, the rapture's happened, you listen to a show, podcast, get the Tribulation Handbook. But these are available until the Antichrist rule. Government takes them down. The government takes them down prior to that, or the website just runs out of money or gets hacked or whatever happens and I can't fix it for whatever reason. These are in PDF format up on the website just to download for free. Okay, so you can get a copy. It's not dependent on Barnes & Noble. It's not dependent on Amazon. This website could be the only place you could get it from. Those ones could just censor it or remove it for hate speech or whatever. But to just give an intro to what the tribulation is, I'm going to go over something that was posted up on the website not that long ago, by the time you hear this. And as an example of something that happens during tribulation, and we're gonna discuss the tribulation, some of the things that are gonna happen during the tribulation. And you know, I just put it out there for some of those who are listening to this, who find this stuff interesting. Maybe I'll get into a couple interesting tidbits of stuff that supposedly the governments around the world, particularly the United States government, where the research comes here, but I know it's other governments too, has technological wise that you would not believe. And you know, I can't say this stuff for sure, but some of it, it's actually, you can. So, but let's go over this. So it was called No Wind. It's just a tidbit. Revelation 7:1. After these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. There have been these heat waves that have been hitting parts of the country. Well, for us in South Dakota, really no different than the prior two summers. We get a few days in low 100s with lows only in the upper 70s. Without air conditioning, we certainly have to cool down our home that can get up to over 90. So, in the past week or so, we had a couple of nights where the temperature was in the mid-80s at night when we got home. One of those nights, there was hardly any breeze whatsoever, and the fans labored all night long. Only hitting 80 by early morning, a somewhat uncomfortable temperature to sleep in, though I've experienced much hotter temperatures than that. Yeah. I always mention places we've lived. Yes, we've lived in a lot of different places, my wife and I. So, hotter than that, yeah, we lived in Panama. Okay. I won't get into all the details, but we live there. Yeah, it was hot. We lived in La Ciudad de David in La Provincia Chirique. So, we lived in the city of David in the province of Chirique. And it's the second hottest area of Panama. There was one area, I think it was Volcan, that was slightly hotter. And so, yes, it was hot. Did we have an air conditioner? Yeah, we actually did. We had a room air conditioner, except the power was spotty. We live in a nice community, but the power was spotty, so it didn't work most of the time. So, like, we had fans. So, like, you'd have the air conditioner on, and sometimes it might work for, like, a half hour or so, and then it just didn't work. And it wasn't our house. It was, like, the community power. Too much power, not enough juice going into the community, you know, so. But, in fact, just last night here, we hit way hot. I don't know how hot. They were calling for 104. My truck said 109. I think it was 109 briefly. And so, there was a breeze, except it was like a furnace. So, it was like we're inside a dryer last night. And so, it got down. I think we hit 81 or 80 by like 5 in the morning. I happened to briefly wake up, maybe 6 in the morning. And by the time I got up at like 8 something, it was already 85. And then we hit another hot day. But, so, there were times that, speaking of this, I'm just going to finish what I wrote. Then during the same week, this is going back, not yesterday, but a couple weeks ago, when we were nearly complete with work and it was unknown to us a derecho hitting most of the western part of the state, around 1,500 miles north of us, instead of getting these storms, these are big wind storms, which impact some winds in excess of 100 miles, we got some wind. When we got back, we didn't even need the fans. The breeze was quickly cooling down the home with the windows open. Unfortunately, the wind eventually tapered off and the fans had to finish the job. Now, consider the time of Jacob's trouble, the tribulation. When one of the judgments against the inhabitants of the earth, as the Bible calls the people left behind, Revelation 8:13, happens during time 4, there will be no wind. Add that to a heat wave. You can take a look at Revelation 16:8. Let me pull that up. I didn't have that pulled up there. Kind of expecting in that instance people would look it up themselves. Revelation 16:8 says, "And the fourth angel poured out his bowl onto the sun, and it was given to him to scorch men with fire." Okay. Unlike the world has ever seen, and you got yourself a real miserable problem. Could the air conditioners even keep up? Probably not. So, you know, this is broadcast via shortwave in Africa. In Africa, with has so many hottest places in the entire realm. So you know a thing or two about heat. Now, imagine being a lot hotter than that. And I'm sure that you know firsthand that a little bit of wind when it's hot is a good thing. Now imagine never having any wind. Like, it just stops blowing and then that's it. And it never blows again. Presumably that's what happens during tribulation. The wind stops and it never starts up. And then you have record breaking heat. We could debate what those temperatures are, but it's enough where elsewhere in the Bible we can see men curse God, blaspheme his name. They blaspheme their creator. That's how hot it is. And they still refuse to repent. And that's the key. I believe that's Revelation 9:16. Let's look it up real quick. That just kind of goes right in there as a good example. Oh, it's not 9:16. But 9:20-21 says, "But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not do homage to demons in idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which are not able to see, nor hear, nor walk, and they did not repent of their murders, nor their sorceries, nor their sexual perversions, nor their thefts." So what I was looking for, though that is worthwhile too, was Revelation 16:9, which says, "And men were scorched with great heat," correlates, "and they blasphemed the name of God who has authority over these plagues," okay, "and they did not repent to give him glory." Well, so the tribulation is a time of God's judgment. One of those judgments that we just went over is a great heat, people getting scorched, the sun is intensely hot. One of the things portrayed by evangelists back in the day in the United States, it's been 50 years or so, but you know, people have to work at night, it's so hot, and that could be, you know, so it, you know, however it works out, it's not going to be good for people, and in that is still God's mercy, because in all reality, the tribulation is really about God's judgment. Yes, the earth gets judged, and so that's what most people consider, but really, there's a couple things here. It's really about the restoration of Israel as God's people, coming to repentance towards the end of that, and accepting Jesus as their Savior at the very end of it, and becoming His people as it were intended to be, where God gives them a new heart. Okay? And it's also about the real, yes, they're judged, but the amount of God's mercy in there is unreal. And that mercy will have a great multitude that cannot be numbered who will get saved during this time. That's God's mercy. Yes, they will become martyrs. So let us go back, though, to Revelation 9:21. It was 16:9 that we were looking for, but 9:21. I don't know the very specifics about crime in Africa. Certainly I know a thing or two. But whether or not you've had any increase in these sorts of things. But this is speaking not of one specific continent, but of the world as a whole. And some of these things we can see clearly in the United States as having happened. In are happening, and we can see that these very things that we can see that are happening are not going to stop even during the tribulation. But we take a look at, they did not repent of their murders nor their sorceries, and understand that sorceries is two types of drugs. It's I know people think Harry Potter type stuff, certainly that is wickedness, and certainly that is a type of sorcery, and that will get somebody judged. God is not going to tolerate that. But I believe the word sorcery here found in Revelation has to do with drugs, both legal and illegal. Both natural, as some people would call them, and pharmaceutical drugs. So it's not just the drugs that are bought on the street, but it's also the drugs that you might be able to get. I haven't kept up on it, don't care to keep up on it, but last time I checked, when it came to people who were in their college age, 1 in 4 of them were on a psychotropic drug. And that's probably a fact from about 8 years ago. And let's hope it didn't go up. Let's hope it went down some from there. When I saw that, I was incredibly shocked years ago. Anyway, and then we also have Northern Sexual Perversions. I'm sorry to Africa. I apologize on behalf of our country. We are exporting our sexual perversions around the globe. And our media industry and our entertainment industry and even our government is promoting this, everywhere. It's a terrible, terrible thing that has come from the United States. And thefts. That would be the last thing that mentions. And at least in the United States, the amount of theft we have and the amount of police who are told to do nothing regarding it, which only increases the theft and the supposed acceptance of it, not repenting of it, already going on, even in a town like Rapid City, I've heard of it, is absolutely shameful. So, what is a tribulation? Well, it's a time of Jacob's trouble. So there's our hint. This has to do with Israel. But yes, the whole realm is going to be judged. It is the curse devouring the earth. It is a time where the people left behind are going to have to make a decision whether or not to repent towards God and by faith believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. To believe the gospel. As the Bible says, and if they don't, they are going to reap what they sow. It is a time where so many people are going to die during that time period that it is mind-boggling. My good friend who taught me a lot about the Bible had calculated it, and it seems to be correct that it appears that during that 7-year period 90% of humanity is killed. The Bible is quite clear that men will become few on earth. It becomes the point where during the end of that tribulation, at some point, women just become childbearing, five women will grab a hold of one man because there are so few men left by the end of it. It is a serious, serious, serious ordeal. There is a government involved in it, a one real government. A government, and there's a, and while you will likely, I would speculate, still live in your respective country. If you live in Gambia, you live in Gambia. If you live in the United States, you live in the United States. If you live in Angola, you live in Angola. But it's controlled as part of a 10-region thing. And the world is broken into 10 regions right now, so you know. And anyway, it's controlled by the Antichrist. It's a dictator who, to the best of my knowledge, will come from, if this happens sooner than later, if a lot of things could happen in 200 years, will come from the revived Roman Empire, which, a totally different topic. For that, I'd read the end book, which appears to be the United States. But irregardless, whether it's Europe or the United States, makes no difference. This man, this Antichrist, with the power of Satan, allowed by God, will rule the entire world. The entire world. There are some implications that there's some divisions amongst the real powers. But all in all, the entire world is ruled, though he won't have full power until the second half. The tribulation is a time where there will be great judgment, especially during the second half, where it will be remarkable, where people will work all day just to eat, where people, there will become a mark of the beast, where people, if they don't receive this mark, let me go over that. I always find that to be very interesting, and if somebody were to be left behind, happen to listen to us, it's one that I just find needs to be explained. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. So that no one may buy or sell except one who has a mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it's the number of man. His number is 666. So if you're listening to this during a time period and you've heard of this mark, whatever it is, you'll know what it is. You'll understand. And nobody's going to accidentally take this. But literally, if you refuse, you're going to be beheaded. The Tribulation Handbook has some advice that I don't know will be useful to you in the country of which you live or the time period in which you read it. Or at any time period in it. But it's the best I could do as a believer to those who are left behind, with some help from a buddy who did a little bit of the work in that book as well. And it's available for free, the Tribulation Handbook. The tribulation is something that is really unbelievable. And let me just, I don't know what exactly, and when it happens, if it's 10 years down the road, it will be much more advanced technologically than now. I personally don't believe it's 50 years down the road. I have read a lot of stuff recently, and some of it I read is going over some of these technologies that we have. Very, 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 very hard to find material. And I deal with the books. I'm not dealing with, I have taken a bit of a break from most of the internet by far. But let me just go over some of this stuff. So, this is documented fact, and this is creepy, just so we can see where we're at. In the United States, the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, I had seen, I think it was 2009 or 10, a video of these dragonflies that were around people protesting in D.C. And really, they were robotic cameras, so I thought. That's the way it was portrayed. Well, these dragonflies are controlled by the CIA. Well, I just assumed they were little. You could consider drones. And back then, this would have been crazy high-tech, as drones were much bigger. And obviously, very obvious, didn't look like a bug. They were huge. Well, I actually just so happened to read a book where there was a woman, called it, somebody of something, who explained what this was. And I blew my mind. It actually is a real dragonfly in which they put neurotransmitters, hijack the brain of it, somehow have a camera in it. I don't know if they use their eyes, but so I'll have a camera, transmits back. And so it's a real bug. And so no, I'm not trying to make you paranoid. That flies to the top of your computer screen. It's probably just a fly if you had one, you know. But yes, that's some pretty crazy technology. And so when I had written Nowhere to Hide, there's a chapter called that. There's a book of missing persons, and it was our story of what happened to us, and I just threw a few things in there. And I'll tell you, I mean, that was written quite a few years ago. It is, really, things have changed. I It's so much more true than it was back then. So it's a time where the government is going to take total control of every aspect of your life. It's part, and that's part of God's judgment. The Antichrist is part of his judgment. The Antichrist rising to power, the Antichrist getting to power, that's part of God's judgment. Okay, that man is being used by God, in a sense, to judge the real, though that Antichrist is going to go be cast into hell alive, like a fire. So, what's going on during that time period is, you could say the real is being purified. Christ is going to come back at the end of it. Second coming. And he's going to split the Mount of Olives in Israel, in Jerusalem, right in half at second coming. And he's going to restore things, and there will be afterwards what's called the Millennial Kingdom, which is a 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth. Not going to get into that, but that's at the end of the 7 years. So the tribulation lasts 7 years. Most of the real inhabitants die. The Antichrist is controlling all the real governments. The real governments are forcing you to comply with their edicts. This is like what happened with COVID. And there was some countries that went with digital vaccine, you know, on your apps, on your phone. Or you could have restricted travel. Well, this will literally be, you won't be able to buy nothing unless you're part of the system. And if you become part of the system, let me be quite clear, something I didn't mention. You could read about it in the End Book or the Tribulation Handbook. You take that system, you take that mark, there's no hope. You'll never get saved. You actually can't get saved. It's actually impossible to save. It is totally unpardonable no matter what anyone says, and that's why God will send an angel during that time to declare what I just said to those inhabitants of the earth, so there will be no mistake about it, because you will have religious leaders likely telling you otherwise during that time. So, it will be the government controlling everything, and eventually at the end of it, there will be something called the Battle of Armageddon, where men will be so deluded, the leaders of this realm, with their armies, they will march upon Jerusalem to destroy Israel as their goal, and to fight against the very God who created them, which is absolute insanity, that the God who created the heavens and earth could even be battled. And so they go, are so deluded, and God allows them to be deluded as part of judgment, that they go to the Battle of Armageddon. And at that point, Jesus Christ comes back. You can take a look in the Old Testament. I think it's Zechariah 12:10 and 14. So, yeah, Zechariah 12:10 through verse 14, and then also chapter 14, particularly chapter 14 verse 5, which talks about the second half of the verse, and Jehovah my God shall come and all the saints with you. So they're obviously already raptured, and here comes the saints. They're not there. And yes, there's people who get saved and during the tribulation, but every person who accepts Jesus Christ during that time will become a martyr. It's a very complex time. Nobody could possibly tell you everything that's going to happen during that time. It is a mystery. It has not been revealed. It is a horrible time period of earth. One that is where Jesus himself says in Matthew chapter 24 that if the days weren't shortened, no flesh would be saved. I mean, so if it was any longer, not one person would survive. That it would be done. We could take a look in the Old Testament, Isaiah, how the earth wobbles back and forth. Men put a crack in it. It's serious. Like these people, you know, I mean, I guess going to try to blow up the earth or whatever. But God doesn't allow that to happen. But the earth does wobble during that time. That's how bad it is. And it starts off not as bad. You know, the rapture happens. It's not going to be such a terrible thing in the beginning. Life will seem pretty much normal. But it will turn really abnormal at some point after 3.5 years. It gets really crazy. First 3.5 years, the real will have to deal with the two witnesses who will be testifying as into all these things, and so that the inhabitants of the earth may know what has happened, what is happening, and what is going to happen, and what to do. And afterwards, they are killed by the Antichrist, 3.5 days laying in the street. God rises them up and resurrects them in front of everyone to heaven. Anyway, with that, if you have questions, please download the books for free. And if you have questions about salvation, visit allwhalestand.org. Until next time.